Welcome to Chamber Chat. This is Jack Llewellyn from the Chamber. And for all your chamber information, simply go to DurangoBusiness.org, where you can find out all sorts of stuff about the YPODs, Young Professionals of Durango. Rebecca, I click. I want to put a G because of somebody else in our community.
Right.
Rebecca, how are you? You're the president of YPODs.
Oh, things are going great. We are gearing up for our end of 2022, which is insane to think that we're already at the end.
It seems
like it flew by.
It did.
We're just gearing up for our fall a day party and getting ready to close the year out with a bang.
First off, I love the fall a day.
Yeah.
It's a holiday. You guys moved it earlier
and we did.
You call it the fall a day.
Yeah, we just didn't want to have to compete with so many holiday parties, especially coming out of a pandemic. I'm sure they're going to be doubling up on holiday parties this year. And so we wanted to kind of get out ahead of that burnout that everyone gets towards Christmas when they've been to who knows how many corporate holiday parties at that point.
Yeah, so when is it?
So our fall a day party is going to be on Thursday, November 10th.
Okay.
It's at 5:30 p.m. at 11th Street Station.
Okay.
While we will be in a semi-enclosed patio, we do encourage everyone to bundle up a little bit because there's still going to be those cold Colorado winds coming through.
Right. and is there a cost to it?
There is. So members get in for $15. Non-members get in for $20. We're also doing a drive for Mana. We've got some food items and non-food items that you can donate. Mm-hmm. Get an extra ticket for a raffle if you do that.
Oh, very cool. And then is it a cash bar? Will it be cash food? I mean, can people, you know, not eat and show up? What do you recommend?
Right. So if you register online, you get two drink tickets. If you just come to the door, it's only one. So you definitely want to register online. And then we will have drinks and food for everybody.
Oh, very cool.
But if you want more than your two free drinks, then of course, Ernie's Bar is happy to assist you with that.
Absolutely. And then the two drink tickets, you register. I know you can get there via DurangoBusiness.org, go to the event calendar and, you know, click. Or you could probably just Google YPODs or...
You can Google YPODs. You can find us on Facebook and Instagram. So the links will be on there. Links on Instagram are a bit tricky. So I recommend going to Facebook if that's what you're looking for.
Oh, okay. And then YPODs. So I always tell people that you target the, I say 20 to 40, but 21 to 39 year olds, but you don't card at the door.
We really don't.
An OPOD like me, can I come and attend if
Absolutely.
I want to, you know, meet and greet with all the YPODs?
Absolutely. We'd love to have more chamber representation just from all the different, you know, age demographics of the chamber, business owners, things like that, attend our YPOD events. It's a great way to meet the up and coming talent. And as I always call it, the future chamber of the next few years. That's where a lot of our chamber board and chamber members are going to come from, I think, is the YPOD group now.
Oh, without a doubt. I just went to our Colorado Chamber of Commerce Executive Conference, and the state demographer was talking about that the fastest growing segments, that 60 plus crowd, I'm almost there, I'm 58, but the 60 plus crowd, and that the slowest growing is under 18. Now that's lower than the YPODs, but the YPODs are the future. The 20 to 40 year olds, you guys are the professionals that, one, are going to be taken care of as old people like me, but you're the next generation coming in.
Absolutely. And I think it's just so important to keep that talent here. We've lost so many great people to Denver and Phoenix where they have better opportunities because I feel like, you know, some business owners don't even know what kind of talent is available here in Durango. And so coming to these YPOD events, especially if you're hiring or just know that inevitably you will hire in the future, it's a great way to meet those people and have those contacts whenever you're ready.
Yeah. And the YPOD, so correct me if I'm wrong, because again, I'm an OPOD and philanthropic, educational, and social are kind of, I always say, the three-legged stool approach. Is that still true to what your kind of your mission is?
Absolutely. And different ones of those have taken precedence in a I'm nervous to say a post-COVID world, but as we're moving past the pandemic, that social aspect has become so vital to young professionals. We have a lot of remote workers that are here, and they just need to have people that they know to be in here, to stay in Durango. They need to have a community, and that's really hard, you know, when you're working remotely, you don't see people every day. So that's definitely been where our focus is, but we still do philanthropic work with the Durango Botanic Gardens, Mana, and then we've done some educational power hours in-person workshops this year with how to negotiate your salary with some HR professionals in the area, and also with Homes Fund, we did a How to Buy Your First Home workshop.
Oh, and that's so important, especially right now with, you know, housing prices and all the interest rates are up. But even if you're not ready to buy a house, I would recommend to people taking the course through the Homes Fund, just because then you can understand what is going to be expected.
Absolutely. It was absolutely such a great talk for people because, you know, they'd say, well, I'm not ready to buy until like 2 years from now. And sure. It's like, well, now's the time to be preparing to buy, not waiting until you think you're ready.
Well, especially if you need to, you know, do some, for lack of a word, damage control on your credit score.
Absolutely.
Everything hinges on your credit score, your interest rate, whether you can get the loan finance, all of that. And if you are 2 years down the road, then that is a great time to improve your credit score. And the other thing I tell people, I'm renting an apartment right now. And right now, I went from a 6-acre, 3,000-square-foot house, you know, the divorce got rid of that, and I'm actually enjoying being in an apartment right now and being able to say, you know what, lock and leave is kind of nice.
Right, and, you know, the thing with the Homes Fund is they even have some, I believe, some opportunities for tiny homes and how to get financing on those, which is obviously an up-and-coming thing. There's not a lot of history there, usual single family homes. So definitely a good resource to look into if you're even thinking about buying in the next couple of years.
Yeah. Now I'm going to ask you, what is the, has been the biggest benefit for you as a YPOD and as the YPOD board president?
Definitely just the connections. I mean, especially in a small town like Durango, you have to know people. That's just kind of the reality. And it's honestly a great reality. There's not as much anonymity here. I always say it's not a trip to downtown Durango if I don't run into somebody I know.
Sure.
But this definitely pushed me out of my comfort zone. I think I was telling people at the Strader Hotel business tour we had last week that I didn't know anyone in that room about a year ago.
Yeah.
And now I knew almost everybody. So just knowing people, having those connections, whether it's just, you know, more of a personal relationship and colleagues, or if you actually are able to tap into that, if you need, you know, sponsorship or you're looking for work or something like that, has just been incredibly helpful just getting plugged into the small business community here in Durango.
Well, and I always tell people too, you know, people go, well, what does the chamber do, or what are you guys involved in? And kind of go through the long list of everything we are involved in. But I always say Google can't do that.
Right.
If I pick up the phone and I call the city manager, or I call the fire chief, or, you know, reach out to you as the YPOD board president, you know, we connect quickly. Where Google, you know, you just end up in a spam filter somewhere if you try and email someone.
Of course, yeah. Having the chamber on your side and, you know, by extension of that, the YPODs can definitely help if you're looking for, you know, really anything to do with business. Yeah, you're totally right. Google can't replace the relationships we've got.
Right. So you have your fall day party coming up, and that again is on the 10th.
Yes.
At 11th Street Station.
Yes, sir.
5:30.
Mm-hmm.
$15 if you pre-register and you're a member.
Yes.
$20 if you're not a member. And let me see, if you pre-register, you get 2 drink tickets.
Right.
Am I catching all this? I'm trying to remember from all my memory here. And and dress warm, obviously, because it will be outside. And so are you looking for new YPOD members, and how much is it to become a YPOD?
So to become a YPOD member, if you are already employed by a chamber member, it's only $25 a year, which I think is an insanely good value.
Yeah.
You make that up just in, you know, being part of the team and getting to get all of the emails and updates. If you are not employed by a chamber member, it is $110.
Mm-hmm.
We do have scholarship options available for people who have already been involved with YPODs and are, you know, already wanting to just stay involved that way.
Yeah.
And we're also looking for new board members. We're coming up on the beginning of 2023, so we are accepting board member applications right now.
Okay. And the board member, is that, I mean, are you committing, you know, 10 hours a month to be a board member, or is it a couple hours a month?
So it definitely fluctuates. We tell people to expect about 6 hours a month between just board and committee meetings and then coming to events and stuff like that.
Right.
A lot of our board members already come to the events anyway, so they don't really feel like that's part of a board commitment, which is fantastic. We just have one meeting a month. It's for 2 years, so it'd be for the year 2023 and 2024, which I think just gives people some time to really settle in and, you know, learn, I guess, kind of more about being on the YPOD board than just being on for 1 year.
Well, and one thing that's nice too, to me, is getting that on your resume, you know,
because
that shows you're committed, that you're involved in things outside of work.
Yes, absolutely. When I got hired at my current job, that was one of the things that impressed them the most, was mm-hmm. that I was able to put on there that I was on the YPOD board, and that, you know, I was, you know, gearing up at the time to come onto the Durango Chamber board as well.
Yeah.
So definitely a great resume builder, but it's honestly so much more than that as well.
You know what it really was? Being a board member of the chamber, putting up with me, being one of my bosses. That is what they were impressed with. If anybody can put up with my bad jokes and my scattered brain, that sings volumes for you. You're looking at me like, whatever, Jack. So, and where do you work? Give them a plug.
Yeah, I work at Durango Motor Company. I'm their social media and communication specialist.
Oh, nice.
So, working in the marketing department.
Yeah, and you've got a lot of things going on over there.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, you guys always have. I've got Toyota, Ford, and Kia.
Right.
Are the name brands that I can think of right off the top of my head.
Yeah, those are the three. We also have Lincoln. They're part of Ford, so they kind of get brushed under the rug.
Right.
We've also got our Durango Value Autos is our pre-owned car lot.
Mm-hmm.
We've got a detail center, body shop with Abra, and then DGO Auto Gear is also there. So we've just got pretty much, if you need anything automotive, we've probably got it.
And it can be even, it doesn't have to be one of those brands that you carry. You have a Chevy or something, you can still have it worked on, oil changes, things of that nature.
Absolutely.
Well, you can, you know, tell them you gave them a big shout out.
I know. Maybe see if they'll, you know, give me a little Christmas bonus or something, there you go. Right?
I'll help you out. I'll work on that. Just taking the time here. So now with the YPODs, can it be any profession? I mean, do you have to be in a, you know, like an attorney's office or anything? Or can you work at, you know, like during a motor company? You can be doing anything.
Anything you want to do. We've had people who are self-employed and, you know, kind of have their own hustles going. We've had people in part-time jobs. You don't have to have, quote unquote, a real job or a full-time gig or anything like that. Whatever is working for you, you can be a part of YPODs for sure.
And I do love what you say about the connecting and the networking, because that to me is so vitally important. And again, it's not all on just social media.
There's
something to be said for face-to-face contact.
Absolutely. That's something we discovered, obviously, in the last 2 years, having to go to virtual for almost everything, was that when we were able to have events again and we were able to do some socially distanced happy hours, just everyone was so hungry for it because they'd gone so long without that face-to-face, that while I'm thankful for the, you know, technology we have to do virtual, I am really glad that we're back to face-to-face, because nothing can replace it.
Oh, absolutely. And I wish that we, I've been here 40 years, and I wish there was a YPOD organization, you know, when I was, you know, younger, because it would be a great opportunity again. From socializing to the educational aspect to the philanthropic, because giving back is so important.
Absolutely. Yeah, we were able to do a joint event just this past month, actually. We went with the Durango Diplomats and with Leadership La Plata up to the new the MANA campus. I guess it's not new, but they've been expanding it so much lately. It feels new. We got to learn so much about what they do for our community, and also we're able to help out with some of their garden projects, stocking at their grocery store, making some meals and stuff like that. And our YPODs just had such a great time getting to give back and just knowing where to. That's another thing with so many people having moved here during 2020 and 2021, and even this year, they don't really know, you know, well, what's the reputable organizations. We don't want to be, you know, giving our time to an organization that's not actually helping the community. And MANA is just such a worthy recipient of any donations or time that you can give them.
Absolutely. And and if people again want to learn more about what, you know, that event, but also all the other things that YPODs are doing, well, I'm going to run through this one more time. When's your fall-a-day party?
Our fall-a-day party is November 10th. That's a Thursday at 5:30 p.m. at 11th Street Station.
And you register where?
You register at durangobusiness.org. Just go to the calendar, and it's going to be on the November calendar.
All right, and it's $15.
$15 if you're a member, $20 if you're not a member, and if you pre-register, you get that extra drink ticket. I'm also going to put in a plug for that drive for MANA again. Those lists, I put the food drive list up last week, but I'll be putting the non-food items up this week. So definitely plan to bring a few of those items, and you'll get put into a raffle.
And I can crash your fall holiday party?
I mean, it's not crashing if I invite you to come, Jack.
But I want to pre-register.
Absolutely. All right. If you want that extra drink ticket, you better.
Yeah, I absolutely want that. the drink ticket. All right. Check it all out at durangobusiness.org. You have the drop-down menu for Y-Pods, or go to the calendar, and it's all happening on the 10th of this month in November. We're pre-recording this on Halloween. In fact, there's a taco in the next studio.
Right. It's kind of a weird time because I'm having to say, like, wait, is it this month or next month or last month?
Yeah, well, we record this a week in advance. Right. So anyway, well, Rebecca, sincerely, thank you for being the Y-Pod president, and you've done an awesome job this year.
Well, thank you so much to the Chamber for supporting me. Definitely couldn't have done it without y'all.
Well, we'll see you at the Fall Holiday Party on the 10th.
All right. Sounds good. Thanks for having me, Jack.
You bet. Thank you. We got to send it back to the studios. You've been listening to Chamber Chat. Have a great day.